5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome to Varsity Ward Primary Podcast.
Thank you for joining us.
Primary is the best.
Let's get ready to learn something new.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what fun things we're going to learn today.
Happy June, everyone. I am loving the sunshine. It makes me feel happier and have more energy. Do you have a portable speaker or device you can ask for permission to borrow? You can listen to this week's podcast while you hang in a hammock, swing in your backyard, lay or jump on your trampoline, sit in your tree fort or playhouse, play in the sandbox, or just lay on the grass with a popsicle. There are lots of options to listen and get outside. Enjoy!
Announcements!
We wanted to remind you and encourage you to keep working on What's Your 100 goals individually or as a family. There is also an area for families to upload videos of their children bearing their testimonies. You can upload your video to the stake website, las100.ca. Even if you aren't working on a goal, the stake would love to fill the website with testimonies. Try it for a family home evening activity. There is also a special broadcast for parents and leaders of children that will be available on the Gospel Library app on June 6th at 4 p.m. President Russell M. Nelson and Elder Quinton L. Cook will talk about opportunities to bless youth and children as we come out of the pandemic. It will also include practical ideas for reintegrating activities. Happy, happy birthday! This month in June, it is Harper Jensen's birthday and Avalyn Hartford's birthday. If you see either of these wonderful girls, wish them a happy birthday. Now we will hear a scripture from Marley Orr, messages from Parks Orr, Maggie Valley, and a teacher message from Sister Sequoia Wood.
Psalm 107, verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. I like about this scripture because it reminds me of God. And he loves me.
My name is Magalie Valley, and mine... Five of my favorite things are my glowworm, snuggles with mom and dad, playing games, my grandma, and food.
I can invite the Savior into my life by doing things the Savior would want me to do, like being kind and happy and going to church, getting baptized, having the sacrament, and making friends. A few weeks ago, my family and I made the decision to go back to attending church in person at the church building. At first, I was disappointed because I like being at home. And it was better to go back, but it was better to go back to the actual church because I know Jesus wanted me to go there. I felt closer to the Savior and the Spirit after I was in the building. I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Did you know?
My name is Marley Orr. I like pizza and ice cream.
My name is Magalie, and I love to craft.
Hi, my name is Parks Orr, and I like scootering on the skate park, and I like movies, and Lego Masters.
Missionary Minute.
Hello, primary children. My name is Brother Sandusky. Sister Orr, the primary president, has asked me to say a few words to you about my calling. No, I am not a primary teacher. I have been called to be the ward historian. My calling is to find out what each ward organization does every month and write it down. At the end of the year, I put it all together on my computer and send it to the bishop to read. After the bishop reads it, the ward history goes on to the stake president, who then reads it, and it is then sent off to Salt Lake City to the church history department. Let me give you an idea of the sorts of things that are written in the ward history. For example, the primary has written about the COVID pandemic and not being able to hold primary on Sunday. So they have learned to use Zoom technology to meet with teachers and children. One of the fun things Sister Orr talked about are the Latter-day Primary Kids podcast she does. The whole ward really enjoyed listening to those. Each podcast is like a mini primary meeting. So why do we keep histories? Heavenly Father has asked us to do this since the church was first organized. Today, we can use recordings and photos to help tell the story of our ward. Let me give you another example of how ward history might be used. When we have state conference, we sometimes have a visitor from Salt Lake City. That visitor might want to know more about our stake before they come. So they might go to the church history department and look up the Lethbridge, Alberta stake, and then they can read about our stake and our ward history there. That would help them understand more about us and our strengths and our needs.
Hi everyone, I'm Sister Sequoia Wood, and I teach CTR 5. I will be talking about a verse in the Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verse 64. It reads, "Remember that which cometh from above is sacred, and must be spoken with care, and by constraint of the Spirit. And in this there is no condemnation, and ye receive the Spirit through prayer. Wherefore, without this there remaineth condemnation." This verse is talking about how God wants us to treat sacred things reverently and carefully. The word sacred means something that is connected with or dedicated to God. Can you think of anything that is connected to God? Some things you might think about are scriptures or your Sunday clothes. We use our scriptures to help us learn about God, and we wear Sunday clothes to remind us that Sundays are special, sacred days. We should always be gentle with our scriptures and careful with our Sunday clothes. Being careful can help us remember to be reverent. We can be careful about is our church buildings. I know right now we can't go to our church buildings very often, but I think that can help us remember how special those buildings are. The next time you are able to go to church, try thinking about how this building might help you feel closer to God. One way we can show reverence and respect in the church is by walking in the halls instead of running, not yelling or screaming, helping to clean the building when it's our turn, and throwing away our garbage properly. Something that can help us remember how to treat sacred things in the building is the primary song, Reverently Quietly, which is on page 26 of the songbook. It goes, "Reverently quietly, lovingly we think of thee. Reverently quietly, softly sing our melody. Reverently quietly, humbly now we pray. Let the Holy Spirit dwell in our hearts today." If you want, you can try singing that song with your families. I know that when we show reverence for sacred things, God is happy. God wants us to be able to feel the Spirit, and when we are careful with sacred things, then He can bless us and we can be closer to Him. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Varsity Voices!
This is gonna be awesome!
boys and girls. It's Sister Vardy. I thought for this week we could maybe do a Guess That Tune. So I've picked three primary songs that I hope you all know, and I'm going to play a little bit of them. So when you think you know what song I am playing, I want you to yell it out. Okay, here's the first one. I'm going to go really slow. You all should know it by now. Do you all know? Did you guess Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam? If you guessed that, you got it right. So I'm going to play it for you, and I want you to sing it at home, and you can do all the actions, okay? I'll give you a little bit of an intro. As soon as you know, I'm gonna go nice and slow again. Do you know what it is? Love One Another. Okay, I'm gonna play it. We'll start at the beginning, sing along. I'll give you a hint to this song. We taught you some really fun actions to this song. Okay, ready? Playing. That was a very fun Guess This Tune, and hopefully we'll be able to actually play this game in person soon so I can hear your voices. I hope you sang along, and I hope you remembered the actions. Love you.
Chapter 30, A Revelation About War. Many people were being baptized into the church. The gospel made them happy, but they were worried about things that were happening in the world.
Earthquakes and wars were happening in many places. Sad things were happening in the United States. Some people didn't want to be part of the country. They wanted to have their own leaders. On Christmas Day, 1832, Jesus gave Joseph Smith a revelation about war. Jesus said that people in the United States would fight against each other in a war. This prophecy was fulfilled when the American Civil War started about 30 years later. Jesus also revealed that there would be wars in all other parts of the world. Many people would die and there would be terrible sadness. Jesus said the saints should be faithful during these hard times. Joseph Smith was sad to know that there would be so many wars. He knew that if people would obey God's commandments, they wouldn't fight and have a war. Chapter 31, The Word of Wisdom. Joseph Smith started a school for men in the church. It was called the School of the Prophets. The school was held in a room in Newell Whitney's store in Kirkland, Ohio. In this school, Joseph and the other church leaders taught each other about the priesthood, the scriptures, and other things. The school was to help the men prepare for church leadership and missionary service. Many of the men smoked pipes or cigars, which filled the room with smoke. Some of the men chewed tobacco and spit on the floor, making it very dirty. Emma Smith, Joseph's wife, cleaned the room after each meeting. She and Joseph became concerned about the brethren's use of tobacco. Joseph wondered if people should smoke or chew tobacco. Joseph prayed to know what was right. Jesus gave him a revelation called the Word of Wisdom. Jesus said that some people want to do things that are bad for their bodies. In the Word of Wisdom, Jesus told the saints about things that are bad for their bodies. He also told them about things that are good for their bodies. Jesus said alcohol is not good for people. They should not have drinks with alcohol in them. Alcohol should be used only on the outside of the body. Jesus said tobacco is not good for people. They should not smoke cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. They should not chew tobacco. Jesus said the saints should not drink hot drinks such as tea and coffee. These drinks are not good for the body. Jesus said many plants and animals are good for people to eat. People should thank Heavenly Father for good food. Jesus said people should not eat too much meat. The Lord said grains are good for the body. Some grains are wheat, rice, corn, and oats. Fruits and vegetables are also good for the body. Jesus promised great blessings to those who would obey the Word of Wisdom. Their bodies will be stronger and healthier than if they did not obey it. Their minds will also be healthier, and they will receive wisdom and treasures of knowledge. Chapter 32, The Church of Jesus Christ in Kirkland. The Lord said that Joseph Smith should have men to help him lead the church. These men would be Joseph's counselors. The Lord revealed that Sidney Rigdon and Frederick G. Williams should be these counselors. In March 1833, Joseph Smith ordained his counselors at a sacred meeting in Kirkland, Ohio. Joseph and his counselors were the first presidency of the church. Today, the living prophet is the leader of the church. He and his counselors are the first presidency of the church. Jesus told Joseph Smith that the saints should build more church buildings. The most important building would be a temple in Kirkland. The saints also needed to build a printing shop and a place for the first presidency to work. The saints obeyed the Lord and started to build the Kirkland Temple. It was hard work, and all the saints needed to help. As more people joined the church, Jesus told Joseph Smith to choose more leaders. He said Joseph's father should be the patriarch for the church. A patriarch gives special blessings to the saints. Today, there are patriarchs in most stakes of the church. Jesus also told Joseph to choose 12 men to serve on a high council. High counselors hold the office of the high priest in the Melchizedek priesthood. One of their assignments is to help work out problems that might arise in the church. In February 1834, Joseph Smith organized the first stake of the church. A stake is many members of the church who live in the same area. All the saints in Kirkland were in the first stake. Today, the church has thousands of stakes. In this reading, we learned about how Jesus taught Joseph Smith the Word of Wisdom. The Word of Wisdom helps us know how to keep our bodies healthy and strong. We can choose now to obey the word of wisdom and avoid things that will hurt our bodies and treat our bodies the best we can. This week, think about how you can choose to obey the word of wisdom for now and for the rest of your life. I know the Lord will bless us as we do this.
Thanks for joining us.
We hope you learned something new.
See you next time.
Bye.
I'm learning to serve my
enters into my